Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Wednesday morning, April 8, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
United American Petroleum Corp. expands its national footprint through kidsportslive.com and multi-industry growth initiatives. Kidsportslive.com has partnered with youth sports leagues in Maine, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, offering HD streaming, pay-per-view access, and a local sponsorship revenue system. UAPC is also venturing into aviation, automotive, cargo, hospitality, real estate, and construction sectors to accelerate growth and shareholder value. The company aims to build a diversified portfolio of revenue-generating operations with a focus on scalable platforms like kidsportslive.com. First, Orion signs agreement to deliver Inform branded calling to Boost Mobile subscribers. First, Orion has signed an agreement with Boost Mobile to deliver Inform branded calling. Subscribers will now see a business's display name on incoming calls, allowing for customization up to 32 characters. This move aims to boost trust in calls, increase answer rates, and enhance brand awareness. For more details, visit First Orion's website.
Newsworthy.ai becomes First Newswear to build deep JSON-LD schema markup directly into its press release platform. Newsworthy.ai is now the first newswear to integrate JSON-LD schema markup directly into its press release platform. This feature, automatically included in every release, provides structured data that search engines and AI systems use to understand and surface news content. Unlike other newswires, Newsworthy.ai prioritizes structured data, making it a core part of their technology vision to enhance news visibility in an AI-driven world.
Synbio International secured DWAC and DRS eligibility. Synbio International Inc. has secured DWAC and DRS eligibility, allowing for faster trading and broader market access. The approval through its transfer agent, Pacific Stock Transfer Company, enables electronic share transfers and direct registration for shareholders. CEO Claudio Solitario stated that this milestone strengthens Synbio's capital markets platform, supporting planned financing activities and partnership developments for more efficient trading in the open market. Aclarion announces agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine. Aclarion Inc. announced today it has established a commercial agreement with Weill Cornell Medicine for a groundbreaking trial using Mesiskin. The trial, led by Dr. Jaspal Rekhi Singh, aims to investigate the effects of bone marrow aspirate stem cell concentrate on patient-reported functional outcomes and pain in osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease. Mesiskin will also be utilized in a subset of spine patients, providing critical insights into the location of low back pain.
The most expensive mistakes in commercial real estate data and digital infrastructure, and how owners can avoid them. In commercial real estate, hidden networks, redundant systems, and unutilized technology can cost owners significantly. Bill Douglas, CEO of Opticwise, highlights common pitfalls like paying for multiple networks, systems never turned on, and technology with zero return. Without ownership and strategic management, vendors control a building's intelligence, leading to wasted investments. Opticwise's Peak Property Performance DDI review uncovers these issues to prevent future losses. In Los Angeles, a team leader builds a content platform, a referral product, and a weekly practice his agents actually show up for. In Los Angeles, Jeff Bebike, co-founder of the Frontgate Real Estate team at Compass, prioritizes mindset over numbers with his agents. His Friday meetings focus on transparency and personal growth, leading to the launch of a content platform, Mindset with Jeff Bebike. Alongside this, he is developing a referral technology product called Local Mayor, aiming to create a self-sustaining referral loop for agents. These initiatives are part of B-Buke's strategy to build a community and drive organic growth for his team.
Grain Energy Breaks EcoWave Power Global AB reports March 2026 production results from Jaffa Pilot Project. EcoWave Power Global AB reported that its EWP-ED51 pilot project at Jaffa Port in Israel generated over 1,200 kHz of renewable electricity in March 2026. The system efficiently converted moderate wave conditions into power, showcasing its potential for coastal infrastructure and data center demand. EcoWave Power continues to demonstrate stable, zero downtime operations since early 2025.
Israel uses AI to upgrade its public alert system. Israel has upgraded its public alert system using AI, enhancing the ability to warn residents about incoming projectiles. The improvements, including AI technology, have helped ease some concerns for citizens living under the constant threat of attack. Companies like NVIDIA Corp are playing a role in advancing AI technology for such systems.
Renewables surge by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025. Renewable energy capacity surged by almost 700 gigawatts in 2025 amid ongoing geopolitical turbulence, highlighting the strategic importance of clean energy. With tensions in the Middle East impacting fossil fuel markets, nations are increasingly turning to renewables not just for climate goals, but as a shield against supply disruptions. The latest data from IRENA emphasizes the urgent need for more firms like Turbo Energy SA to address the structural vulnerability.
Tech Media Breaks versus Systems Inc. has engaged IBN to support its corporate communications strategy. Through this partnership, IBN will increase awareness of Versus Systems, a leading provider of gamification and audience engagement technology, serving brands, sports leagues, and entertainment partners globally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at IBN's website. A News Breaks, Micropolis AI Robotics to participate in Maxim Group AI Infrastructure Virtual Conference. Micropolis AI Robotics, a leader in unmanned ground vehicles and AI-driven autonomous mobility solutions, will have founder and CEO Fareed Al-Jawahiri participating in a fireside chat at Maxim Group's AI Infrastructure Virtual Conference today at 4:00 p.m. ET. The event, titled Powering the AI Revolution, Building the Infrastructure Behind Generative AI, aims to showcase the company's innovative technologies in this space.
EdgeMode secures a strategic power partnership to accelerate multi-gigawatt AI data center development. The agreement with a solid oxide fuel cell provider aims to deliver scalable on-site energy solutions for EdgeMode's growing AI data center portfolio. This move addresses a critical constraint in AI infrastructure development, allowing EdgeMode to deliver power at speed and scale, supporting long-term growth and addressing the demand for power-secured data center capacity.
CyberLoQ Technologies Inc. and Arenda Ann announced plans to begin integrating the CyberLoQ secure advanced multi-factor authentication technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. CyberLoQ Technologies, Inc. and Arenda plan to integrate CyberLoQ secure multi-factor authentication technology into the Arenda platform in May 2026. The integration aims to enhance Arenda's bank-grade protection against card-not-present fraud while maintaining a seamless user experience. This move signifies a significant step forward in delivering vigilant identity defense at scale. According to CyberLoQ CEO Chris Jackson and Arenda CEO Joshua Vittori,
the future of service is already here. TechForce is turning robotics into operational infrastructure. TechForce Robotics has already brought the future of service to a Homewood Suites in Del Mar, California. Their Tim E. autonomous robot is seamlessly integrated into back-of-house hotel operations, operating around the clock without human intervention. This robotics-as-a-service provider model by TechForce lowers the barrier to automation adoption for hospitality operators, making deployment at scale more accessible. Tech Media Breaks, a 2Z Cust2Mate Solutions court, has regained compliance with the annual meeting requirement for continued listing under NASDAQ Listing Rule 5620. The global leader in smart retail technology, A2Z Cust2Mate Solutions Corp., received formal notice from the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC. For more information, visit www.cust2mate.com.
Text me when you get home, the informal safety network most women depend on. Text me when you get home. Informal safety networks are crucial for women feeling unsafe, relying on friends and family rather than the police. LogicMark, Inc. found that 70% of women share their whereabouts with loved ones when concerned. While helpful, informal networks can fall short in emergencies. Aster, a mobile safety app, combines structured emergency support with social safety features to keep women safe.
Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. Green Rain Energy Holdings, Inc. advances EV infrastructure across U.S. markets as execution translates into revenue opportunity. The company shifts from strategy to operational assets with multiple sites nearing activation. Rising fuel costs and demand are driving growth in the EV market, making infrastructure development essential. Stay tuned for updates as Green Rain continues to expand its footprint in key U.S. markets.
CESS Innovations to host SMRSC 2026 in New Delhi, India, from April 9th to 11th, 2026. The event aims to unite global leaders in surgical robotic innovation, featuring live telesurgeries, the SS Sai Mantra Sana Telesurgeon Console, the SS Sai Vimana Aero Drone System for Battlefield Trauma Care, and Project Operion. Distinguished speakers include Dr. Fred M. Moll and other renowned experts. For more information and registration, visit SSCNOSAMRSC_2C_26.
Aclarion highlights growing adoption of Nocicin at the London Clinic with new physician video. Aclarion's Nocicin gains traction at the London Clinic with a new video featuring Mr. John Sutcliffe, lead clinician. Nearly 100 scans performed show increased use for chronic low back pain evaluation. The video showcases real-world physician experience with Nocicin, offering additional insights to inform clinical decisions. Aclarion CEO Brent Ness notes the growing adoption at the London Clinic as a positive sign for Nocicin's potential in managing chronic low back pain.
Atlas Clear Holdings begins onboarding of third correspondent broker-dealer and executes clearing agreement with fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. Atlas Clear Holdings has started onboarding a third correspondent dealer, broker-dealer, and signed a clearing agreement with a fourth correspondent broker-dealer through Wilson Davis. The operations team is expanding to support current activity and a growing pipeline. The clearing infrastructure is driving operating leverage with each new correspondent, showcasing the company's commitment to growth and efficiency.
BLAU Clouds, Inc. launches $1,000 TheAlley.io Growth Challenge on April 6, 2026 at 8:00 a.m. EDT. Participants must create a public group and onboard 500 real members to win $1,000 via Apollo Cash. The contest aims to showcase TheAlley.io as a community platform fostering direct engagement and audience relationships. For more details, visit TheAlley.io.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Singulet Inc. 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Singulet Inc., positioning CTX-1301 for a potential commercial ADH launch. The NDA is under FDA review with a focus on manufacturing rather than clinical performance. Recent financing and IP progress support the investment thesis with a pro forma cash balance of approximately $23 million. Regulatory timing may shift, but approval remains likely, driven by manufacturing validation.
A 2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions. A Z secures $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp. A2Z Cust 2 Mat Solutions Corp secures a $50 million deal with Carrefour Israel to deploy 4,000 smart carts across its store network. The 5-year strategic agreement includes hardware, software, infrastructure, and support, with exclusive retail media and data monetization rights. The collaboration aims to drive revenue growth and enhance the in-store shopping experience with AI-powered technology.
Focus Universal Inc. announces $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Focus Universal Inc. announced a $4 million private placement priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. The offering includes the sale of common units and pre-funded and investor warrants at $3.58 per common unit. The transaction is expected to close on April 7, 2026, and the company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes and working capital. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the private placement.
Tech Media Breaks. A 2Z Cust 2 Mate Solutions Corp. secures a $50 million smart cart deal with Carrefour Israel. The 5-year agreement includes deploying 4,000 smart carts across Carrefour's store network, along with collaboration in data, retail media, and digital services. The rollout starts in the third quarter of 2026, providing hardware, software, infrastructure, and support. A2Z gains exclusive retail media and data monetization rights, positioning them for recurring revenue in the growing retail media and data markets.
Investor News Breaks, Nexplat Corp. got NASDH, NXPL, NXPLW, announces 1-for-10 reverse stock split effective April 13, 2026. The split will reduce outstanding shares from 26.9 million to 2.7 million, with trading under the existing NXPL ticker. Shareholders will receive cash payments for fractional shares. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IRA News Breaks. SafePro Group, Inc. appoints retired Army Colonel Jarrett Matthews as Chief Operating Officer. SafePro Group, Inc. has named Colonel Reptime Jarrett Matthews as its first Chief Operation Officer, leveraging his 25 years of operational leadership and defense acquisition experience. Matthews will drive the company's government contract strategy for AI-enabled defense and security solutions, focusing on converting technology pipelines like the SMOT-D AI platform into awarded contracts and revenue.
Oracle lays off thousands, ramps up AI spending. Oracle is making significant changes, laying off thousands of employees while increasing its focus on AI technology. This move is aimed at boosting its competitiveness in cloud computing against giants like Amazon and Alphabet. Analysts are closely monitoring similar trends at companies like Microsoft Corp. as the tech industry navigates through workforce reductions. Rising energy bills trigger scramble for renewables in Europe. Rising energy bills in Europe, driven by surging costs amid the Middle East conflict, are prompting a rush towards renewable technology. Brent crude has soared over 50% to $116 per barrel, while European natural gas prices climbed roughly 70%. Spain's focus on renewables has kept energy bills manageable, with companies like Turbo Energy SA expanding in Spain and international markets, leading the transition to renewables. Researchers discover why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting, Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have uncovered why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting, a major obstacle in their development. These batteries are seen as the future of energy storage due to their efficiency and safety benefits. Companies like QuantumScape Corp. are closely monitoring these findings as they invest in solid-state battery technology. Safe Pro Group, Inc., adds Brian Mack, a retired U.S. Army officer with expertise in defense capture and growth strategy, to its strategic advisory board. Mack's track record includes helping Anduril Industries secure a $100 million U.S. Army contract. This move comes as Safe Pro Group aims to boost revenue growth following a recent $1 million U.S. government subcontract award for its AI-powered edge processing solution.
Tech media breaks: Knight Food Holdings, Inc. enters robotics and AI biopharma partnership with Oncotelic Therapeutics. Tech media breaks reports that Knight Food Holdings, Inc., known as TechForce Robotics, has partnered with Oncotelic Therapeutics to develop AI-enhanced robotic systems for pharmaceutical manufacturing. This collaboration aims to improve efficiency and compliance in biopharma production, marking TechForce's expansion into healthcare markets and leveraging Oncotelic's expertise in oncology and AI innovation.
What is the most important thing that can follow SM on me? And this news, SM.ADHCASM. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.